Welcome to my podcast. This talk follows from the previous episode of my presentation on the mystery of the breakaway room at the City of Johannesburg Library. But this talk is about the church. It's presented by Believers Chatroom, Christian Radio Broadcasting Systems. The power and the legacy of the church is actually in the literature. Literature means the information that the church produces. So the topic is, no church should be without a library. As I have explained my story and reiterated my experience of libraries and books, the effects of books, or the effect books have on our mental capacity, knowledge, and psyche, and the ability to open up portals of the mysteries of life, can never be hidden from the human experience if we are to discover who we really are and what is the purpose of life. So, in that podcast, I elaborate more about the experience, but the church should never be without a library. In other words, the church should actually archive and set up a communication and education center where they can manage the literature written by both internal authors of the church as well as external authors of the church in the subjects that are related to the teachings of both religion and life in general. And the reason for that is because the outside world is deprived of the value of the teachings of religion as well as the presence of God on our universe. And I would like to expand this 7 important products or services that the church should have in order for the church to survive and serve a purpose within the communities it's supposed to serve. In other words, the ministry is not only about the teachings of Christianity as well as praying. It's actually more than that. The first aspect that the church should put into consideration is to have a church newsletter. And this newsletter can be produced on a monthly basis. When I say monthly basis, I mean when the church has set up a communication and education department, that department is going to serve as a hub to communicate and liaise with the congregation and people from outside. And the easiest way to actually enter into the mainstream of communication and represent the voice of God is to inform the people and the community. Because the newsletter won't cost the community anything. I know someone who's saying, who's going to be doing that, and then what are the costs going to be? I guess everyone will have their fears about entering into a new territory where they are not familiar with the do's and the don'ts. But setting up a church newsletter, it's very, very easy. From our experience, you actually don't even need to go to a printer to help you set it up. In our training, we show you how it is done, but it is not a single person's effort. The minister, the pastor, the reverend, the deacon, or the muruti must be involved. It's a collective vision, and it's a collective commitment. The committee members of the church who are responsible in the running of the business of the church must be involved. If possible, one youth representative should be also involved, but also one of the elders. In the church, there will be one remote elder who has wisdom, and he has been left out in the cold because people think he's just an old person who doesn't add any value. They are just about to die. Wrong. That person is an asset to the church. So once you have the newsletter and you have set up your communication structures as well as how you it's going to be done, then you can come to us. We will show you how to set it up. It's so easy. You will be surprised. But at the same time, printing and producing it will come at a price, meaning you actually have to take the content to the printer to print the newsletter. This is how we do it in my organization. There are people who must volunteer within the church who can be assigned certain responsibilities. If you leave it out to the church to do it alone or the church committee, then your church is not going to grow. Besides, the pastor and all those who are involved are going to be burdened with running around chasing their own tail, and this is not very good to expedite the development of the church. That's one aspect. And that newsletter should be the first step in establishing your church library, because the newsletter will have the date of the newsletter, the issue, as well as the volume, and what the contents of the newsletter is all about. It can be a 2-page newsletter, it can be a 4-page newsletter. At the end of the day, it attempts to communicate the responsibility of the church towards the congregation as well as towards the community. That's step one. Step number two, the library should archive the sermons. The sermons are what the minister is saying, and this would come in the form of CDs or podcasts or in the form of booklets. So the church will have to have those sermons produced in form of booklets. Now, I know I'm speaking to a complete different audience, but I would like to believe the audience that I'm talking about is the African churches in particular. The African churches in South Africa. Heed my call, brothers. Heed my call. This is going to save the day one day. Because if you don't do it now, you assign the responsibility to someone else, or you think someone else will do it on your behalf. That is going to become a problem. Now, when you don't produce this information to constantly feed the congregation as well as the community, including people outside, you are leaving open a hole where there was going to be crisis. You're opening a can of worms where we lose people against drugs. We lose people in the congregation against crime. We lose people against the church or the community against prostitution, child molestation, and so on. Because why? People don't have enough information to be kept on the focus, to focus them on the right message, the message being the gospel or the teachings of Christ or any other teachings that your church is involved in. So that booklet can be printed either bi-monthly, meaning every second month, depending on the contents, because obviously, if you are producing 4 sermons a month, it means you are ready to print your booklet on the second month, because you already have content. And that booklet is going to help remind the people what was happening in the previous month and so on. And in our organization, Believers Chat Room, we are able to convert those sermons into podcasts, which we can stream to international radio broadcasting stations. Whether you do it in vernacular or you do it in English, it really doesn't matter. But the effectiveness of your sermon as you present it in your church, in your language, makes a lot of sense for the local people to consume it and share it with their families and friends. That's the second part of compiling a booklet of your sermon, so that you can actually archive it as a second item in the church's library. Item number three is journal. A journal from the time when the church was found. A journal captures basically a synopsis and the little bits of history of the church and who is who in the church. Important milestones of peak areas of the activities of the church. Maybe a celebration of some kind. The birthday of some pastor or the baptism of the children on Sunday or a special event in Easter or a special event in Christmas or the marriage celebration, the blessing of the marriage between, you know, one of the members of the congregation and another member from another church and so on. So those items, if they are not generalized, then your history and legacy of the church doesn't exist. Where are people going to get information 100 years after the pastor has gone and left this planet? You see, we Africans don't write things. We assume because we know something, people will remember it. But when we die with it in our head. Nobody has got a copy of what was happening in the church. Even when you pass on the knowledge, if you take that knowledge forward, you need to have a reference to what was happening in the past. This is how you build a legacy. Not only a legacy for the church, but also family legacies are restored through people writing books, writing journals, and keeping the fires of principles and family values and rules in intact. But does the church do it? No. The African church is not. So if the church can attempt to make an effort to take the initiative to keep a journal could also become something that is on a 6.5 yearly. It depends. You can plan it. But when you say you can't do it and nobody is there to do it for you, then it means the church leadership does not take responsibility to empower people to the next level, to contain them within the parameters of religion, to contain them against abuse of social media as well as that. I mean, the devil works in mysterious ways. He captures them when they move out of the church doors. But how do you remind them that the Lord is still around, or creation of the presence of the Spirit is still around them? If you protect them against evil, how are you going to expect to keep them if you don't have those journals, if you don't have those newsletters, as well as those booklets? Item number four will be the scriptures as well as the Bible. Obviously, the Bible will come into different versions. And how many people actually bring the Bible when they come to church? Or they take note, they come with notepads to write down what the message is all about. Or the preacher or the pastor just picks up a portion in the Bible and then he talks about it and no one takes notes and no one can remember what the sermon was all about. So it is, I think, a paramount for the church to actually have the Bibles set up in front, and then people can bring them back when the church is out, or they can have their own Bible. The church can actually distribute and give them the Bible if that is the case. And then at the same time, the scriptures, what the scriptures are all about, the purpose of reminding the congregation what the purpose of the church is, you know, to set precedence that people should not think that the church is an alternative to run away from home because you don't want to cook or do domestic chores. That's not the reason why you should go to church. Number five, the church history yearbook compilation. What is a yearbook? Simply put, a yearbook is a collection of events that happened throughout the year. So no church should be without a yearbook. How do you begin to teach the new generation what the church represented during its peak time in the history of its existence, when you can't actually refer to the yearbook? Who is who in the church? What role do the what role does the congregation play in the church? What role does the youth play in the church? Remember, the congregation, if the congregation is part of the church, the congregation has the responsibility to volunteer their services, to offer to God. You don't offer to God money or prayer. You also offer your services, selfless services. If you are an accountant, you can offer free services to help the church with the church books. If you are a horticulturist, you can offer your services to the church, meaning garden services to the church, for free. That is, if you are part of that congregation. So, if you are a sound engineer, you can offer your services. This is basically what we do in our organization. Everyone is an expert in some kind, in some field. We offer those services because why? It is our devotion to God. It is our devotion to God. And if we do it selflessly, then it means we are working for God. If you understand where I'm coming from. So basically, I'm saying it is the responsibility of the church to announce to the congregation to offer their services to help the church grow. That is the only way. If the church needs to build a library, it is the responsibility of the church to announce it first. If there are no offers coming through, then you can tender that service to the private sector or outsiders to build the library. If you want to build the first aid room, the first people you need to announce it to would be the congregation before anyone from outside comes. So that is basically what. Now, the yearbook will contain very interesting story and the rich history of what the church does as a representative of God to build the community as well as to build the congregation. The word is not only about the gospels and the teachings. It's about building character, building people up, becoming true leaders, meaning building character. We need to have programs where we teach our children the consequences of drug abuse, alcoholism, and so on. So those classes should be there either after hours or after church. If you don't have those classes, then we are open to abuse by criminals and as well as the devil. So the yearbook is going to be able to capture the essence of the good and the bad or the challenges that happened, but mostly it will reflect the victories that the church had to overcome. And it shows the spirit of camaraderie as well as the spirit of cooperation that was contributed by both the church and the congregation. If you don't put that is one of your products in the library, then you are losing out on time. Then it means if you as a church, you are going to be preaching the gospel and not looking at a balanced wheel of life. The balanced wheel of life has got six wheels. If yours has got one wheel, one spoke, it's got six spokes. If one of yours has got a spoke, it means your church is not balanced. It only talks about religion. It does not talk about the other five spokes. That is obviously the aspect that you need to put into consideration as the church. The sixth item that I want to talk about is the audio library archive that have dates, titles, and time when the audio was created. Whether that audio is about the ministry, the podcast of the ministry, or the sermon, or the podcast of a celebration of some celebration, or maybe church songs or whatever it is, then it means if you don't have it, then you're going to run into problems in the next 10 to 15 years. Because why? Life is evolving so fast and technology is coming on to a point where if we don't archive knowledge, we are unable to pass on this information to the new generation to bring new leadership. And the purpose of this is because when you have a library, children are able to come to the library 30 minutes before the church starts. They are kept into the room to understand their role as children in the church. But at the same time, the parents must understand that bringing children to the church is a vital component of bringing good values to the children. So that library, the children's section, would also be a place where children can listen to the stories, children's stories about religion and so on, how Jesus Christ went from this point A to point B, trying to save the world and blah, blah, blah. And it is narrated in the language that the children can understand. That is the reason why it is important to have that audio. If you don't have audio, you can have a visual entertainment of the birth of Christ or anything that relates to you have to have somebody in the church who will recite. That is why I initially said the church must have a communication department as well as an education department. There must be a curriculum of what the church is going to be doing to take itself to the next level. That's the only reason why you should have a church, not to only go and pray and ask for forgiveness and ask for. It's about giving back to God, not giving back to the community. If you are working for God, it means God has appointed you to have certain responsibilities. If you have those responsibilities, it means you must share them with the people in your congregation. So last but not least is the video channel to archive your sermons or to archive the history of the church. Whichever way you look at it, to have a rich legacy that will be appreciated by the community as well as the people outside the church. It means you are building the people through development within the context of religion, or within the context of the principles of God, or within the principles of Christ, whatever you want to call it. If you are a Christian, and if you are Muslim, it will be Muslim. If you are Hindu, it will be Hindu. If you are Judaism, it will be Judaism. But the bottom line is that no church should be without a library, because the library is the foundation upon which knowledge and seeds of life, seeds of spirituality are planted. And they can only manifest when people are educated and empowered through education. There should be less lessons that can be learned from producing a church literature, a church audio podcast, a church manuscript, a church booklet, you name it, a church yearbook, and so on. So without those things, it means we leave open to abuse criminals as well as drug addicts, as well as alcoholism. Because why? People cannot commit themselves, thrive within that environment, because we don't give them the opportunity as well as the latitude to participate and identify them as part of the religious community. So they need to know where they belong. And the only time they can belong to the drug world is to become drug dealers, to become drug pushers, to become alcoholics, to spend time in shebeens, to waste money feeding shebeen kings and queens, and yet families are starving. And also, we need to find out what our youth are doing on social media. In other words, the last item on this podcast is item number 8. It means the church must have a social media presence to know what our children are doing in social media. The most prevalent and profound social media, powerful media platform is Facebook. And Facebook, it's out of this world, as well as Twitter. So if the church can brand itself to be on social media, then we will be able to know who's who and who's doing what on those platforms, so that we can bring them back to our platform. Because why? If they are on our platform, they like our platform, we post information about the church, sermons about an event, a marriage celebration or baptismal of so and so, then they are part, because they are on mobile phone. They are on mobile. They are consumers of content more than anybody else. And if we don't draw them back into the fold, of which is the union of Christianity and God consciousness and so on, then we're going to lose them against people who are trafficking children on social media. So in conclusion, I would like to say the library should archive the church communication and education literature written and produced by church people or church members, and the church should also stock up on other books and items that are not part of the church, so that you can be able you can have a variety of literature that can empower members of the congregation. And that means the church library should be run by professional or trained volunteers who know how the library works, and then stock up books. And then we can help later on the church how to receive free books, books that are donated by other churches from other denominations. At the same time, you could have other literatures donated from other. And then eventually, when we establish our own church newspaper, we will also, your library will stock up our newspaper, which will archive some of the tales, the stories, and the pictures of your church, which will be part of your information in the church. So people get ready, be prepared. Time is very, very short. Some of us, we have a clock and we are counting on the number of days in which we are to be on this planet. And when every day dawns, we have less days that we can contribute to the welfare and the development of people on this planet. So celebrating our birthday is not a good thing. We actually thrive on not celebrating the birthday, because if we can have more than 24 hours in a day, then the production of these materials could be much better than if we, when we are limited to 24 hours per day. So prepare and get engaged, get involved. If you don't know how to do it, you can come to our lectures, our training, where we can help you figure out how this thing is done. And if there is enough demand for this training, we can always set it up, no problem. Thank you very much. And I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Please share it with your members. Remember, the power and the legacy of the church is in literature. No church should be without a church literature. In reference to my story on the mystery of the breakaway room, which is the episode prior to this one. I hope you have listened to it to appreciate what I'm trying to say going forward. Cheers. God bless South Africa and all people who live in it. Thank you. Bye.